100.7 The Tiger. Hey, y'all, it's Brittany Rose here with Off the Record, and I'm really excited to be talking to our guest today, Mr. Zach Topp. He is only 25 years old, but he has that really traditional sound that we all know and love. Zach, how are you doing today?
Just wonderful, Brittany. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Man, it's so just refreshing to have somebody so young to come into the scene that still has that traditional sound. What made you, I guess, keep that traditional sound instead of going more towards the, I hate to say, people say, the hip-hop, the rap stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a fair question. Yeah. That was just the kind of music that made me fall in love with country music was stuff like George Strait and Marty Robbins and Keith Whitley and George Jones and Merle Haggard. And once I heard that stuff, I didn't care to hear anything else. So I guess that got in my blood pretty quick. And that's all I ever cared to make myself too. So that's just the kind of music I love and the only kind I know how to do.
Absolutely. So you have a new song out, Sounds Like the Radio. Yes, can you kind of give us some details about that song?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. We wrote that song about 4 years ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so I've been sitting on it for a while. I got the first mix back on it, I believe, in January of 2022. Mm-hmm. So we've been sitting on the song for a couple years, waiting for the right moment to put it out, and got signed to this label deal with Leo 33, which I'm real proud to be part of their label. Yeah. And they were taking me to radio, and I said, this needs to be the first single going to radio. Do a little shameless pandering. Mm-hmm. With a song that's got radio in the title, I guess. But
yeah.
I wrote this with a fellow named Carson Chamberlain, who produces all my songs, and he's a co-writer on everything I've got out. And then another young fellow named Wyatt McCubbin, who's great, great writer and awesome artist in his own right as well. And we didn't really set out to write it as a biopic for me, I guess, but it kind of turned into halfway that. I was born in 97, not 94, so there's some stretching of the truth in it,
right.
But a lot of it, you know, a lot of it feels like the way that I fell in love with country music and sounds like what made me love country music. So I hope other people can feel some of that stuff too.
So I got to say this. I was listening to it the other day in my car, and I have a 4-month-old, and I said, Colt, his name's Colt. I turned up the song, and I was like, you got to listen to this song. You're going to love it. I was like, it's going to sound a lot like you because it says came out screaming about Chattahoochee.
There you go.
We are just avid believers in, like, instilling the good old traditional country music into our son. I know he's only 4 months old, but you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Start him young, and they can't get away from it.
Absolutely. So
that's what my folks did with me anyway, so that was all I heard. So that was
good,
what,
right?
I loved. Exactly. Well, you know, here and there, but, you know, okay for the most part.
I see that you have a bunch of singles out. Can we be expecting a full album anytime soon?
100% you can. It is coming. We just set the date, I guess, last week or something. It's going to be coming out April 5th.
Nice. That's my birthday month, so I'm going to say you did
it
for me.
Oh, love it. That's a big old happy birthday to Brittany.
Yes, thank you, thank you. So what's the title of it? Do you have a title yet?
The title will be Cold Beer and Country Music. That was the first single we put out to streaming back a couple years ago. And just, I think, a title that kind of sums up what you're getting with this record. And so I hope folks are ready for some cold beer and country music because that's what they're getting.
I know I am.
I love it.
So we do a question of the day every day here at 100.7 The Tiger. And so the question of the day today is, whose poster was over your bed as a kid?
Whose poster was over my bed?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I know.
I'm trying to remember. It was definitely, shoot, I don't even know if I had posters. I was into nothing but cowboy stuff. So if there was a poster at some point that I'm not remembering, it was something cowboy. It was George Strait or an actual cowboy that wasn't a singer as well.
Right, like Lane Frost or something.
Yeah, exactly. That or a Tuff Heatherman or, you know, one of those fellas, John Wayne maybe.
Yes.
But
those are some good,
you know,
ones.
It was definitely something cowboy.
Oh, for sure. Awesome. Well, I am so appreciative that you took the time out of your day today to give me a call because I've been super excited about this. Like I said, it's so refreshing to have that more traditional sound back on the radio. What do you think about that? Do you think that traditional sound is starting to come back more?
I think 100%. Mm-hmm. I think country music's always been pretty cyclical. You know, it's right now in the music business, if you look back in history, I feel like it feels a lot like the early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a bunch of good music like we do today. But it was getting to the poppy side with, you know, stuff like Kenny Rogers and T.G. Shepherd and Juice Newton and all this kind of thing that, you know, wouldn't be the most stone cold country thing you ever heard. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the early 80s, you get guys like George Strait, and Ricky Skaggs and Randy Travis coming out and, you know, really just turning it around and bringing it back to what folks thought of when they thought of country music. And I think the same thing's happening right now. I think there's a ton of young talent outside of myself that's coming up, that's putting out old school sounding music that's, you know, more like the country music that I fell in love with, I guess. And I won't knock what anybody's doing, because it's all, people are loving it, and there's lots of good music out there. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy that we were putting out a country shuffle, and it seems like people were responding to it, and I hope there's a lot more just, you know, good old-fashioned country music coming out soon.
We are loving it. So I've actually never gotten a chance to see you perform live. What could people expect from a Zach Top show?
Well, funny you ask. I like to tell them you're going to get more than you need of two things, and that's cold beer and country music. That's the sales pitch for me, anyway.
Right.
We love getting out playing live shows. I think that's the purest form people can consume that music in. You know, you're getting straight from our hearts and our minds, you know, right to you at them speakers. There's no boxes in between us and no dilution. Mm-hmm. So we love going out and playing live shows every chance we get, and can't thank our fans enough for coming out and supporting us and buying tickets and screaming the words of the songs back at us. And it's a feeling like no other when you get to see that.
Right. Well, it's about time to get on down to Louisiana, am I right?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to do it this year.
We're in the middle of carnival season right now. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
No, I have not. It's a bucket list thing, as I'm sure for most people it is. I'd certainly like to see all that chicanery at some point.
Well, definitely get on down here soon and hit up some Mardi Gras with us. Zach, thank you so much for taking the time to give me a call today. Really appreciate it. Y'all make sure to go check out Zach Top. Give everybody your website and where they can find your music at.
Yeah. Absolutely. Before I do that, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And
thank you
so much for your support for the single and the rest of the music.
Absolutely.
But if folks want to look me up, the website is zach-top.com, zach-top.com. And you can search me under Zach Top on all the social websites. I'll be on there. Should pop up pretty quick. So shouldn't be too hard to find, I don't think.
Look him up once again, Zach Top. Thank you so much. 100.7 The Tiger.